Facing isolation due to COVID, Australia's Prime Minister made his foreign policy address via social media. Scott Morrison confirmed that $70 million worth of humanitarian aid, ammunition and missiles had touched down in Europe, destined for Ukraine. During a phone conversation on Saturday, he also offered President Zelensky more support if needed.
If there is further effective support we can provide to assist Ukraine's efforts, we will. Every day Ukraine resists is a further day of humiliation for President Putin and imposes a heavy price on his illegal, reckless and callous acts of aggression.
The Australian Prime Minister denounced what he described as Russia's attempt to reset world order. He says the strategic implications of this attack by President Putin stretch from Europe to the Indo-Pacific and warns that it could embolden another authoritarian leader in the region, noting China's rapidly expanding militarisation in the South China Sea.
The world has heard China's words about its commitment to global peace and respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity and playing a positive role in the international community for a very long time now. So it's now up to China's and their leaders at this hinge point of history to demonstrate that these are more than just words. But I fear the early signs are not good.
China has embarked on one of the biggest military spends in history, growing its air force and navy. Australia, the United States and the United Kingdom have boosted their defence in the region under a trilateral pact to ward off Beijing's bid to further expand in disputed areas and to thwart its long-harboured ambition to seize Taiwan.
One thing we know for certain is that the military balance has shifted dramatically over the last 20 years, much more in favour of China. So the risk of China taking that kind of action has, I think, grown. And we know that this is core business for the Communist Party.
Australia has announced it will set up a second submarine base to bolster its regional defence capabilities. British, American and Australian nuclear-powered subs purchased under the AUKUS Trilateral Pact will be based here to counter China's moves in the Indo-Pacific. Construction of this base will begin next year. Sarah Clark, Al Jazeera, Brisbane, Australia.